was flipping through a community newspaper and saw this ad for a cat retirement home in Broward County. Yeah, you heard right, cat retirement. So we sent Under the Sun's Robert Lyle, he's our resident retiree, over for a visit.
Aida is a large, friendly gray-blue cat who likes strangers and loves to snuggle. Noir, the big black cat, likes to curl up next to Aida when they join their humans on the sofa. Noir and Aida, at just over 8 years old, are retired. Well, it's actually called lifelong care. Because, you see, Noir and Aida's owner, a priest in the Fort Lauderdale area, died last fall.
He had gotten them when they were kittens from a rescue organization, and he loved those cats dearly.
Now Ella Shutt looks after them, but she's not a relative or old friend of the priest's. She's co-owner of Palm Meow in Hollywood, a kind of retirement home for cats.
People want to make sure that their cats are well taken care of once they're not able to.
4 years ago, Ella and her husband, Steve Colmer, realized that neither family nor friends would be willing to take care of their three cats when they die, and they saw an opportunity.
And so we decided we could do this. We love cats, and we could provide them a good home. People retire to Florida all the time. Why can't the cats retire to Florida?
Arranging for your pet's care after you're gone is made possible by creating a pet trust in your will. The measure was first introduced in Florida in 2004. Pet trusts have become an area of expertise for Hollywood attorney Fred Hochstein.
Pet trust is a device under Florida law that allows a person to leave money to take care of their pet for as long as the pet shall live. Under prior Florida law, there was no opportunity to leave money to take care of a pet.
Palm Meow co-owner Ella Shutt says the average cost is between $4,000 and $6,000 per year.
That includes the price of all the food, litter, toys, a little bit of upkeep for our house, cleaning supplies, a little bit for our time, and that also includes all veterinary bills.
A trustee oversees the money, and here in Florida, someone known as a protector, also appointed in the will, checks to make sure the pet is being taken care of properly. The cats at Palm Meow have no worries on that score. In a comfortable ranch home, there are two bedrooms just for the cats, complete with beds, chairs, toys, and window perches. There's a dining room, a lovely living room, and a large family room. None of the furniture is off limits to these cats. The family room and bedrooms have large TVs where the cats actually watch videos of gerbils and mice scampering around, or birds chirping, or bugs buzzing. The entire backyard, with built-in hot tub and swimming pool, is screened in.
Each cat sort of finds his own space in one of the corners, and especially at night when the sun goes down, they really enjoy just sort of spending time out here, relaxing.
Ella's husband, Steve, says even when it gets hot during the day,
they still like being out here. We have to make them go in. They're Florida cats, I guess. They like the sun. So we work hard to make sure that they have... There goes, that was Puff running by, I think.
So we speed.
At full speed, yes. So we work very hard to make sure that they all have a lot of space, and it seems to work out good.
And they make themselves at home inside, too. Steve and Ella have a few other cats who've been entrusted to their care at Palm Meow besides Aida and Noir. And that's in addition to their own three and others who come for shorter stays, anywhere from a week to several months.
One more.
And as every cat owner knows, felines don't always get along. One of those cats, Mercedes, growled and hissed at the others during her first few months there. Initially, cats are confined to one of the bedrooms and only let out into the main part of the house for supervised visits.
And we spend a lot of time.